What are some of the other clinical research questions that are being asked right now in trials that you think are going to have the biggest impact on clinical practice? And I get, in particular, the adjuvant studies. What adjuvant studies right now are you putting patients on?
We're in intergroup setting, so we're obviously looking at the intergroup study, which is looking at the question of cetuximab in the adjuvant setting, which I think is an excellent question. The study is a little slow to accrue, slower than we would have expected, but it's undergoing a series of modifications, and hopefully its current simplification, in which patients are all getting FOLFOX with or without cetuximab, hopefully that'll ultimately pick up and will do well, because I think it's an outstanding question, a very reasonable effort of whether EGFR inhibition will work in stage 3 patients. Similarly, the NSABP study, which is looking at the bevacizumab question, an excellent question, obviously enrolling quite well. And I think both efforts, clearly the logical questions to be asking in the adjuvant setting, what almost certainly is going to follow from those studies, maybe even before we get answers, is going to be double antibody inhibition, much like we're looking at the metastatic setting. So I think we'll almost certainly need to exhaust the antibody questions in the adjuvant setting. And then hopefully at that time point, maybe there'll be some other interesting agents to include into the adjuvant setting. As we've talked about earlier, I'd love to see whether aspirin and or lifestyle modifications could enter into the next generation of adjuvant studies. But obviously, at the same time, there are important systemic therapy questions that have to be included.
I'm curious, in the patients that you're putting on the intergroup trial, how people respond to the rash in the adjuvant setting?
It's a concern. There are individuals who worry about it. But overall, I think most patients with node-positive colon cancer tend to be more worried about cancer recurrence and death. So I think they're willing to accept the effect of cetuximab and the inherent rash. And, you know, we get them through it, but it's probably a concern. I think if it's a positive study, if cetuximab significantly adds benefit to adjuvant therapy, I think patients will welcome it.
What do you think that trial is going to show?
You know, I think it's a great question. It's reasonable to assume that it would help, but, you know, I think we just have to wait and see what the results are. Certainly, this class of agents seems to work on colon cancer cells, presumably on the micrometastatic setting or in the macrometastatic setting. So hopefully it will be beneficial.
How about the Bev trials like C08? What do you think they're going to show?
I'd like to believe it's going to be positive. I know there's some of my colleagues who question whether, you know, if something's smaller than 2 millimeters where it really doesn't need additional blood supply, is an agent like bevacizumab really going to matter? Because Folkman's original hypothesis was that what inhibition of angiogenesis was going to do was prevent beyond the sort of 2 millimeter stage. And as such, if that's what it does, maybe micrometastatic disease, that is the adjuvant setting, isn't going to matter when you add a bevacizumab. You know, it's all speculation. Ultimately, I think we have to see what the result of the study shows. If it's positive, everyone will certainly benefit.
If it is positive, and particularly if it's sort of marginally positive, how do you think the toxicity is going to play out?
Well, I think we'll obviously have to look at particularly the cardiovascular events in the study. Hopefully, it'll be a reasonable rate. You know, and at the same time, it'll be critical to look at long-term follow-up in these individuals because obviously we're looking at curative disease and, you know, what is their risk of stroke and MIs, any atherosclerotic event for that matter, in the subsequent 5 years. So it's something we'll have to keep an eye on. And, you know, I know that the investigators running that study are concerned about it, and obviously we're going to follow it.